There are new reports that the black boxes belonging to Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 are en route to Moscow, all while armed rebels are still blocking investigators from parts of the crash site. So what is next for this investigation? Robert Mark, a commercial pilot and publisher of JetWine.com, joins us now. Thank you so much for joining us on the phone.
Thank you.
Armed separatist rebels are blocking investigators from huge portions of this 8-mile crash site. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke on the phone just a short time ago with Russia's foreign minister Lavrov, and the State Department issued a statement saying, quote, the secretary stressed the international call for investigators to receive full, immediate, unfettered access to the site. Now, Germany's Angela Merkel made the same demand earlier when she spoke directly to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Do you expect any kind of compliance from Russia?
Not really. I mean, let's face it. I mean, they're in a clear violation of an international civil aviation treaty to allow the country of occurrence, which in this case would be the Ukraine, to handle the investigation. And if they do indeed possess the black boxes, what exactly does the Secretary of State and even Angela Merkel think they're going to do to compel Vladimir Putin to hand them over?
Yeah, right now the reports say that these black boxes are in the hands of pro-Russian separatists or have in fact been flown to Moscow. Either way, though, in a case like this where the plane is blown up by a missile, are the black boxes helpful?
Oh, I think the black boxes are always helpful because you're going to find out exactly what happened in those last few moments of the airplane's flight. I mean, was it indeed destroyed at 33,000 feet? Did it come apart lower? What was the crew trying to do? What did they think happened? We just don't know. And again, without those boxes, saying that it was blown out of the sky, we're pretty sure of that, but we'll never be able to figure out what happened and confirm everything without those boxes. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, of course, the fact that if the accident site has been contaminated, we don't know that the rebels haven't carried off pieces of the fuselage that may have incriminating evidence from the weapon that was used.
Well, yeah, Ukraine is now saying that at least 38 bodies have been removed, money and jewelry have been looted, and they are concerned that actual parts of the plane and parts of the missile might have been removed or tampered with. And once again, the State Department says that Kerry today, in his talk with Russia's foreign minister, stressed in the words of the statement, quote, the United States remains deeply concerned that for the second day in a row, OSCE monitor and international investigators were denied proper access to the crash site. The U.S. also very concerned about reports that the remains of victims and debris from the site are being tampered with or inappropriately removed. So, I mean, expressing concern is fine. Can the international community back that up at all with consequences?
Well, I think that's going to be a real interesting point to consider, Bridget. I mean, or Mary, is that the International Civil Aviation Organization in Montreal is the aviation arm of the United Nations. Now, I'm not familiar enough with this kind of a problem because it's never really happened before. So we don't know what kind of sanctions ICAO or the UN may want to try to carry out against the Russians, if this is indeed the case. It's pretty unprecedented.
You mentioned ICAO. This is the international organization that might be put in charge of a commission to follow through on this investigation. But it remains to be seen whether or not we're going to see compliance. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Robert Mark, commercial pilot and also the publisher of JetWine.com, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome.